ready to start. So I'll let Mark finish chewing his bit of toast. Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Cunning Action Podcast. I'm your host, John Buckley, and with me I have...
Louise!
Mark!
Sam!
Neil!
Yes, and they are playing...
Sandy the Turtle!
Elgar the Goliath!
Caspian the Half-Elf!
Corwin the Elf!
Yes, and they're all level zero. So last time...
And let's not forget Dirk, the one-legged old man.
30 years a sailor.
Don't forget about me.
Years a sailor. The pension.
He is the most experienced one of us.
He's got... I got one leg.
You're not wrong. You're doing everything he says.
See? It's made of wood. I got a pension as well. Don't leave me behind. You woke up with Dirk on a shipwreck. You busted out. You killed your former tormentor, Yurk, the hobgoblin, with surprising ease.
So when you say you killed?
Elgath, mostly, but also
I read
Sandy.
A map.
Well, that's because Elgath
counted. I made the blow that counted.
I maintain that he would have killed us all if we weren't successful in our endeavors.
Yes, if it wasn't for his Goliath innate toughness, then Elgath could have been in a lot of trouble there.
That's a handy trick.
That is a very handy trick.
No, I've already used it.
Trick used. That end off. Game over. You proceeded to venture into the interior of the island, where you came across a bit of a throwdown between a bunch of human, thuggish, bandity, piratey looking types, and a bunch of weird, small, bluish purple type guys, and their pets. All seem to throw down a bit. It was all about to kick off, and we've got Elgath and Corwin up above them on a bit of a ridge, and then around the side, sort of on the bandity sort of side, we've got Caspian and Sandy kind of hiding behind some rocks watching from there. They're all about to throw down. What I need to know from you guys is if at any point you want to become part of the fight that's about to happen between these 16 odd combatants.
Or
it could be not yet. So anyway, let me grab my
very details. Don't know what's going on. We can't make assumptions.
Okay. So,
Argrath, this is not our fight.
Could Corwin and Elgath also make me a perception roll?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's something else that I haven't mentioned that you might have seen.
12. A noble roll.
Maths.
11.
Very good. So there is something. I'll let you have it. So behind the little purple guys with all their weird beasts, kind of stashed behind a rock, there is some sort of humanoid figure. Look, you can't really get much of a detail, but there's obviously a person there. They look like they've been tied up. There's a bit of wriggling, but they look like they're probably bound in some way because they kind of look like they're kind of struggling a little bit, but they're not getting anywhere.
Do you see them?
I do.
I'm going to save them.
So two of these little purple guys,
we're in agreement about that,
pull out their swords. The rats come forward. The giant centipede thing around one of them springs forward. The giant bat flies out of the sky. And the other two little guys are at the back with slings. They're all attacking. The bandits, they kind of split up the six that come forward with swords to start hacking away. And there's two at the back with crossbows that start shooting.
From our vantage point, can we see our friends?
You probably can't see each other very well, no, because you're okay. you're kind of up the top, and they're kind of hopefully probably hiding somewhere a bit far enough away so they're not immediately involved in the combat.
I'm regretting not going with them.
So yeah, so there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. Very quickly though, three of the bandits go down. But they also take out two of the rats. One of the little purple guys at the front gets stabbed up, and the other one gets shot by the crossbowmen.
I will be watching interestedly and attempting to remember if I've seen anything that might indicate what the hell those little purple things are.
Okay.
I'm going to go and save the captive while they're distracted.
Okay.
I'm gone.
Okay, so you start moving sort of along top of the ridge.
Oh yeah, better be dead good at that.
Okay, so another round starts up.
I suppose that I move stealthily behind.
Are you going to go with him?
I don't want to split the party anymore, but I am regretting my choice.
Where did Dirk go? Did he follow us, or did he follow
Dirk?
Him? Or did he just stay put?
I don't think anyone's really... You can't see Dirk. You obviously are thinking about, what's Dirk doing? You look behind you, you can't see Dirk.
Okay.
He's not with you.
To be fair, I'm probably not... We've left him behind. I'm paying attention to the fight and...
With his pension.
The purple things.
Well, as far as you're aware, Dirk's not with you. So, yeah, so a second round of combat happens. Another two bandits get killed by the rat and the centipede and the bat and the little purple guy who's fighting. The two slinger purple guys get one of the crossbow guys, but then the rat and the centipede get killed, and they're getting, both sides are getting whittled down quite a bit. So you guys are moving towards the tied up guy. You'll still be doing that.
That's where I want to get to.
Are you guys happy to stay out of the combat? Okay, that's fine. Okay, so in the third round, there's only a couple of bandits left, and there's only a couple of these little purple guys and this giant bat left. And what basically it comes down to is one of the bandits gets finished off, the bat gets attacked and wounded, and the little purple guys are both wounded as well. One of the little purple guys who had a sword and was fighting at the front has been wounded, and he kind of runs to the back and pulls the sling out, ready to fight. So there's one bandity type guy left, there's a giant bat, and then there's these two little purple guys who've both been bloodied a bit, that are using their slings. Is nobody getting involved? Okay, so...
Quick question. So those guys with slings, are there arrows? Is that outrageous fortune? I'm done with my... Sorry.
Wow. That was worth waiting for, Sam. Brilliant.
It's a slow burner. I only just got it just now.
If these guys have got outrageous fortunes, they're clearly not spending it on their fashion, because the...
Well, no, it's on the slings and the arrows.
Yeah, there's no arrows even, I suppose. There's quarrels on the crossbows and... But there are definitely slings. The slings seem to be effective against these bandits. The bat kind of, like, latches onto the last bandit and he gets a couple of stones as well from the slingers, and he's taken out. So the bat is looking a bit worse for wear. The two little purple guys with slings, they're looking a bit worse for wear as well, but they are the victors. So at this point, I would like the two of you sneaking across the ridge to make stealth rolls.
Awesome.
So... The elven trait is, for a wood elf, is marked by Mask of the Wild.
Myths of the Thousand.
And I can attempt to hide while only slightly obscured. There is no other game information about what that ability does.
Unfortunately, you would have said.
Well, I would say you're not.
Oh, I'm not worried about you. No, he's I'm worried about me.
You. No, you just stand behind, put him between you and anything else. You can hide behind him.
That yes, just means that.
But he's moving.
Basically, so, I can hide in plain sight. Or in more favorable conditions. Is that correct?
8.
I would probably give you, like, I'd probably give them maybe a bit of a penalty to see you. But
okay. I'm letting him go first and hiding. If he's crossing the
ridge.
If
you want to stop at that point, then you can use. If you stop, then you can use that feature because there's a lot of wind and rain, so you can kind of use that, and that's kind of what that's about. Yeah, so you can use that.
Do you want me to roll anything?
Yeah, so still roll your stealth to see how well you're hiding almost in plain sight.
I have rolled a 1. But I do get +2.
Okay. What did you get?
I got 8.
You got 8, okay. Yeah.
They're like, Goliath, totally fine, but that elf over there...
I think you're the guys, you should also roll stealth, because technically you are trying to observe unseen, so let's see whether they've got any chance of spotting you as well.
Oh dear. 4.
10.
Mm. Wow.
We are awesome.
You I'm guys, watching you. Zero level characters.
You guys are really, really awesome, aren't you?
To be fair, even for a level 1, my role would not have
done. Now, I mean, these guys, you know, I'll just say they are not. What did you get, sorry, Sandy?
4.
Okay, these guys are not the most perceptive guys like in the world at all. What works in your favour is that, I don't know exactly what
I'm
Corwin
so small.
Does. No, I think basically Corwin draws their attention away from the rest of you.
It's a perfectly viable tactic.
By, I don't know, what, you stumble or you go, ha, they'll never see me here. Or, Mask of the Wild! Here I am invisible!
Doesn't work as well if you say it out loud,
dude. Oh, shit. I did say it out loud. Yeah, so they.
I mean, I can...
their attention is drawn to you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you kick a stone, and it creates a bit of an like a mini avalanche.
That's fine.
And you fall on your butt, and you're just like, ugh! Oops. Yeah, and they have seen you, and you're all aware.
All 4 of us.
You the rest
We've
of
also
you
also seen him.
Are also
tumble
aware.
Down, tumble down the little ridge. You see, yeah. Corwin tumble down the ridge.
I'll lean over to it. For some reason, I assumed he'd be better at this.
So, so I think we're going to need initiative.
Well.
That's good.
Oh, mine was mid-table.
19 for Elga.
Sandy.
11.
Corwin.
21.
And Caspian.
13.
Did you get a natural 20, Corwin?
I rolled a 19, but I have plus 19. 2.
Oh, wow, well, okay, I see. I would have given you a bonus if you if you'd have got a natural 20 there, potentially. So, Corwin, it's you to go first. You are prone.
I want to
side of this hill.
Stand
not
up.
Too far away from these dudes.
I'm not too far.
No, you're probably only about 30 feet away from these dudes. You kind of slid down the hill a bit.
I want to stand up and look for cover. I want to not be prone and throw myself behind some cover. And draw the dagger.
There's not really very much cover, but being prone will make you less susceptible to range attacks, so you could just like run back up the hill a bit and throw yourself on the floor.
Okay.
You run back up like 10 feet back up and
scramble
then just like dive down on the floor in case they start slinging away at you.
Yeah.
Okay. Elgath.
I will
Corwin
curse.
Has definitely got their attention.
I'll curse the owl under my breath.
What do you say?
something really smart, like stupid elf.
Yeah.
Scathing.
Scathing!
Yeah. And I've not been seen. I don't think I've been seen.
You don't think you've been seen?
In that case, I will shoot the bat.
Are you going to shoot the bat? Okay, you can shoot the bat.
17.
That hits.
Awesome. Love hitting things. Good. A nice round. 10.
10. The arrow goes straight through the centre of the bat bit rather than the giant bat wings.
Yeah.
And it's kind of... And it flops onto the floor.
Get some. And I keep heading towards the captive.
Okay. You're probably almost at it if you're going kind of flat out to get to it.
What does it look like?
So you get a bit closer. It's definitely humanoid, but it looks something like some sort of elfy type. Shoot it.
I say nothing, actually.
You say nothing. Say nothing at all.
No.
Okay. The little purple dudes appear to notice you when you've shot the bat. So one of them's going to shoot at you with his sling.
Everything's going according to plan.
There's an 8. It's not going to hit you, though, is it?
No.
And the other one is going to have a go at the comical elf character, and he does not hit you with a 7. And they move sort of a bit closer to these rocks near where they've hidden their prisoner guy, and they
the little purple dudes move closer.
Yeah, the little purple. Well, yeah. No. The purple dudes start to move towards all the dead bandits that they've just killed, like away from you.
And from now. Yeah. Shitting it.
Caspian.
Where are the bodies of the dead in relation to me and the surviving purple dudes?
They're probably about 20 feet away from, maybe like 25, 30 feet away from you, because you were kind of hanging back behind these big rocks to try and watch without getting involved. The little purple dudes are pretty much on top of most of them, although there's a couple that were further back that had these crossbows, so they're probably, I don't know, maybe they're about 20 feet away from the crossbow dudes.
Could I get to one of the fallen crossbow dudes and recover a crossbow?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. This is probably a really bad idea, and then I'm going to go get a crossbow and attempt to shoot one of the purple dudes.
Mm-hmm. You could do it! Cover me! I believe in you!
Roll the dice.
Right. I'm not proficient in anything at all remotely weapon related, so this is just plus dex.
Yeah.
4!
Tang!
Is it disadvantage for...
I sort of imagine you going...
I don't think it's disadvantage, I think it's just you don't get your proficiency with weapons. With armour, everything is awful.
So yes, I stoop down, pick up the crossbow, it goes off, I stand up and point it at a purple dude.
Yeah.
Well, bum.
And Sandy.
If I have any movement left, I'm running away.
Okay, I'm
gonna... You edge back towards the rocks that you...
No. I turn around and I leg it.
Okay.
I might not get very far, but I am running.
How close am I to the... to the purple guys?
I would say you're within 30 feet if you want to run in and attack.
Yeah, I'm going to run in and I'm going to slash at one with my claws.
Yes, total claws. Of course, I forgot, you basically are brilliant in this scenario because you've got loads of armour and really effective weaponry.
It's not very claws?
Good. Well, just
I can't lose it.
See how it goes.
That's a 13. Can I add anything?
You probably do get your proficiency bonus with your claws, but 13 hits them anyway.
Okay, so good. Don't need to armor, so it's just a 1d4 plus my strength. Do I get to do it with both hands, or is it just one?
It's just one attack.
Okay. So it's 3, 4, 5.
Okay. He falls over into the dirt.
I'm glad she's friendly.
It's not a bonus action. Yeah. It's not a bonus action to get into my shell, is it? That's a full action.
It's a full action to get in your shell.
I'm glad she's on our side.
T-U-R-T-L power.
Two kills for Sandy there. Corwin, it's you.
I would like to hurl a stone at one of the one that's standing.
Sure. You might have to get a little bit closer because they kind of backed off. So you would have to move a little bit closer. You could kind of commando crawl.
All right. I'll commando crawl a little closer.
Yeah.
And then kind of get on my haunches and try to chuck a stone at them.
Look.
I have rolled 11, but I have plus 2 dex.
That's 13. That's just enough to hit. So, I'm going to say maybe like a D2 for a rock.
Evens or odds?
Yeah, so 1 to 3 is 1 and 4 to 6 is 2.
1.
1. Oh, plus your... What would it be? Strength. It would probably be strength or dex, wouldn't it? Do you get that for range weapons? For damage?
I do 1 point of damage.
You do 1 point of damage. Okay. It looks hurt, but it's still up. Elgath.
So the captive and elf, they weigh like a wet blanket, don't they? So I'm really powerful.
Well, there's only this one dude left. This one little blue dude left. Purpley dude.
No, I'm here to rescue the captive. I'm just going to pick them up.
Okay. He's a bit heavier than elf. You reckon maybe they're half elf.
Can I sort of fireman's lift them?
Yeah.
Start. And my wife now, Dave. So in my other hand, I have my long sword. And I'll start heading over to the purple guy.
Okay.
One man shot.
You stroll over to him in a manful way. He tries to throw a stone at you. Oh, he misses completely.
And, I bet he does.
And he turns tail and starts running away. Caspian.
Have another go, Caspian! Yep,
I will have another go at shooting this fleeing purple dude.
I'll point one thing out. It's not loaded.
What kind of crossbow is it?
It's a light crossbow. It's not a repeating one.
No, but it can, I thought the light can be loaded as a bank.
Yes, but you don't have any quarrels. Any bolts.
Throw the crossbow at him!
Do you quarrel with me, sir?
Think you've got enough.
Is this because of the outrageous fortune joke?
No, it's just because you ran over, picked the crossbow up. Well, presumably loaded it and shot, but didn't say, I'm going to pick up loads of quarrels as well, or bolts even. Because then I would have said, well, that's going to take a bit too long for you to run away as well.
How far away is Purple Dude from me?
He's probably more like 50 feet away, which is not a problem if you've got a crossbow.
Yeah, but I don't. How far away is... The dude can with I get the to a guy with bolts, pick one up, load the crossbow, and then shoot him? Or is that too much?
No, I'll let you, because it's funny.
Okay, I will stop, look around, seize Rafi.
But your hands are shaking while you do it, aren't they? And
I accidentally shoot the corpse.
What did you get?
I'm up at 4 again. So I load the crossbow and it goes off and I shoot the dead body.
Oh no!
I sigh and I drop the crossbow.
How far away is he? He's quite a long way away.
So he's run about 30 feet away.
Oh, right, I'll run over to him then and try and slash this one.
I kind of forgot that you just run over and slashed up his friend right next to it. He wasn't watching you. He was watching the Goliath.
Discussing if we got...
The Goliath is very, very large.
An attack of opportunity. Maybe he ran away, but I didn't think he was nearby.
So. He was kind of next to the other guy, but... He probably noticed you as he was about to run away and used his special power of disengaging.
That's 11.
It's 11. Is it plus anything?
What would I add?
I think it's plus your profession. Well, it'd be plus your strength or your
strength
dex
and proficiency.
Well, proficiency and strength are both two, so
yeah, it's enough 13. To hit. 13's enough to hit. He has only one hit point.
That would be 5.
Yeah. Rake across his chest.
Jesus.
And he falls over.
Woohoo! I go.
Well done, captives.
I pat you on the shell.
Well done, captives.
I'm gonna that have
a bit odd of a thing to say, Corner. I just thought.
I mean, they just.
He sounded like, you know, dungeon master or something.
We were. Well, we were formerly captives.
Yes, and they're all dead.
Let's. Who have you got over your shoulder?
Oh, yes.
Let's take his gander off.
Oh, thanks very much for that. Gosh. Those little purple bastards.
Who are you?
Looks like you dealt with them, though. Great. Oh, I'm Gran. He's an oldish. Looking, an oldish man. No, he's an old looking half elf. He's got white streaks in his hair. He's got lots of wrinkles and lines on his face.
Where's Dirk?
He looks a bit bruised. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm just over here. Well done. Well done. Formerly a captive. Friends of mine now. Thanks for not leaving me behind. I see you made a new friend. Hi, new friend. My name is Dirk. I was a sailor for 30 years. I have a pension to collect.
And a wooden leg.
And a wooden leg. Wow, mate, that's horrible. I mean, well, no, it's quite nice, isn't it? But it must have been horrible when it came off. I bet that was really horrible and painful, wasn't it? Was there loads of blood? Bone, gosh, what's underneath? Have you got a stump? Dirk looks a little bit perturbed by Garan's questioning. Anyway, what brings you to this fair island? Seems really busy all of a sudden.
Do you know where we
are?
Well,
I suppose not really of a sudden, is it? But well, for me, it's a sudden because
it's there
been
fire?
So long since I've been here.
I thought we keep quiet and let Joel continue talking to himself. This is hilarious.
I'm not sure we should listen to this man. He sounds like he might have been here too long on his own.
Where are we?
Well, I suppose it depends how you think of too long. I mean, time. What is time after all? I mean, the sun comes up and the sun goes down, doesn't it, all the time? But is that really time? If you spend time on your own, does time really pass? Time only pass when it's time spent with others. How much time have you got to spend with others? I mean, if your purse is empty, can you spend time with others, or are you only spending it on your own? What if you're wasting time? I mean, how much time are you allowed to put in your purse in the first place? How do you know if it's a waste till you've already spent it?
Graham, do you know
you
where
got
we
any
are?
Food? I don't have any food anymore. My food's been messed up by these horrible and purple dudes.
I shake the rats at him.
I can try to find some.
Oh,
I try to find us some food.
Those rats, they've been consorting with these horrible purple people.
I try to find us
that's
some more food.
Can I examine one of the horrible purple people?
You can examine a horrible purple person.
9. Do I forage any more food?
No.
I'm going to start looking through the corpses.
Right, okay, so let me just check. I don't need that too. So all of the human dudes have got leather armour, they've got boots, they've got cloaks, they've got scimitars, and they have light crossbows, and they've all got a bunch of bolts with them as well.
Many of them got particularly big feet.
Yes.
Awesome.
I am all about finding a cloak and leather armour.
The little dudes, which is probably not that relevant for you guys, but they've got leather armour as well, and they've got short swords and slings.
Ooh.
And slinging stones.
I'm quite happy to equip myself with a short sword and sling.
Mm. So basically saying we've now got leather armour and boots.
Yeah, and cloaks. Or you can kind of supplement your clothes. I mean, stuff is wet and dirty and sweaty and stuff, but you know, everything that you're wearing is wet and dirty and sweaty as well, so...
Do any of them have any sort of satchel or bags? Or
yeah, bags? There's a couple that have got, like...
Yeah.
Sacks that you can... There's a couple of serviceable sacks.
I'll put my wraps in those.
Ooh,
yeah, I'll take a bag.
Do you want to roll me anything to try and know what they are?
Okay, anything of... Is it, when you say roll you anything, do I get to choose or do I need
you
to...
get to
suggest them
try
applicable?
And suggest something, and I'll tell you
what. Okay, given that what they sounded like was similar to Infernal, I will try this off religion.
Yes.
Dead rats.
How many stones would you say that we...
Natural 20.
A natural 20.
Now that I'm not trying to kill anything, I roll well.
20 stones?
Yeah. Yes, these are Zvarts. These are the offspring of Raxivort, who was a demon type... Well, not really a demon prince, but he was a servitor of Grazd, one of the Archdukes of the Abyss. That might not be the right title for him. Demon Lord. But one of the great, great powers. There's like 9 of them, aren't there? So Orcus, Grazd, Yugtamoy, all the other ones. He was a servant of him and he stole something very powerful. Something that would turn you into like a being of great, great power. He stole this. His master Grazd found out and decided to kind of have it spread around the multiverse that this is what that Raxivort had done. Raxivort became like a demigod, but not really that amazingly powerful. But it became known that he had this amazing object. I think it was a spindle, a golden spindle or something that he had that imparted all these powers. So from that point on, he's been hunted down by other various powerful entities to try and take this object from him. So basically made life very, very difficult. So for Raxivort, he created these Zvarts, which are like copies of him, to foil any kind of scrying or kind of divination magics. So that anyone who tries to find out where Raxivort is, so they can go and steal the spindle off him, will get directed to the nearest Zvart instead.
That's Zvart?
Zvart. Zvart.
What do you see does leather armor give?
So obviously, there's a reason why...
So they're Zvarts, they're servants of Raxivar, who was a servitor of Grazd.
Grazd.
Leather armor is 11 plus dex.
Okay, I tell you all this as if I'm delivering a lecture.
Elgath yawns.
I'm really interested. Wow.
Oh, it was the Infinity Spindle, a crystalline shard from the early days of the universe that could transform even a creature as low as Raxivort into a demigod. Zvarts are known to be kind of low creatures, kind of cunning, not very physically impressive or powerful, obviously, but they can be a big nuisance when there's a large group of them. They tend to seek out treasures to try and impress Raxivort himself. Occasionally, Raxivort will impart some of his powers to a Zvart if he's been particularly impressed by their performance. They are known to be able to communicate with vermin and use vermin as servitors, as you've seen.
Right.
They often take people captive and sacrifice them.
Do any of these Zvarts look particularly better than the others, or are they all...
No.
Right. Somewhere, these guys might have a base. In that base, there might be some treasure.
Oh no, I don't think they've got a base here, really. I mean, they might be trying to start one up, but I would have noticed if they'd been here for very long.
Tell us about yourself, Sungrain.
Well, I don't know if you've got time to waste on me. I mean, I don't know how much time you've got.
How long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here a long while.
Oh, we've asked him about time before.
I'm really cold. Are you guys really cold?
Oh, here's a cloak. These
cloaks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've got a cloak, but it's completely soaking through with water like those ones.
Is there a cave near here?
There aren't really any caves, but there's lots of like little hollows in the hills over there.
Let's get some wood and find one of these hollows and build a fire.
What's in
and
these
and wait
hollows?
For the rain to stop.
Ow.
Maybe eat that bat.
Well, I mean, in the old days, I don't think there was very much in there. Was there? Well, we used to keep them kind of safe and stuff, but there's all sorts of vermin and things probably living there now, maybe wild animals and stuff like that. And who knows what could be in there now, but I mean, a long time ago, really, like a really, really long time ago, there was all these tunnels that went really far down deep, but I don't think anything from down there will be coming out. Or maybe it would, I don't know, but it's been a long time since we went in those tunnels. Really long time. Really, really long time. Really, 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 really long time.
Do you have a boat?
I don't have a boat, no.
All right, start walking away.
Where are we?
We're on an island.
Do you know what it's called?
Well, yes.
What is it called?
Wait, is this a trick?
No, we don't know where we are.
No, I don't know what it's called either. He winks at you and smiles.
But you live here. We've been shipwrecked.
Yeah, I'm really cold.
Is there anything we can salvage that is dry or we could, like, make into a fire?
Oh, there's not going to be anything like that out here, is there? This storm's been going for days now.
If you wanted to...
The only dry wood would be inside.
Yeah, so. If you wanted to get out of the rain into shelter...
Oh, I'll go back to my house.
Can we go back to your house so that we can get dry and warm?
You could, but I'm not sure you should.
Why not?
Well, maybe you should, because, like, you kill all of these people? Wow, you're really powerful. I couldn't really see what was going on because of the gag and the blindfold and being tied in a bag and everything, but if you kill all this lot, then you can probably come stay where I stay all the time, no problem.
Lead the way.
Yeah, okay, right, let's go then. Can I get off your shoulder now?
Hi.
Yeah, put them down.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Edrith, Elgin, I know it begins with an E. To be fair, you're usually running away from me when you say it.
Not even looking at you.
Don't leave me behind, will you? Just because I'm an old man with only one good leg.
Which one is your good leg? Walk at your pace.
Well, this is my good living leg, and this is my good peg leg.
We'll walk at your pace, Turk.
Oh, thank you kindly.
Goran, do you have food at your house?
Maybe not. I don't know. These little purple bastards might have stolen it all.
Oh, yes. We should keep our eyes
open. I live in the old temple.
In the old temple? Yeah.
Whose old temple?
Well, it's mine.
Okay, temple to
nobody else is here anymore, are they? Well, no, they are now, but for a really, really long time, it's only been me, so that's why I say it's my temple.
Wow.
But it's not a temple to me. I'm not a god.
I'm not a god. Who's
I
the
don't
temple
know
to,
about
then?
That. Well, I don't know. It's
his
name doesn't fit in my mouth.
I hope so.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
His
name doesn't fit in my mouth, okay, so I don't try and say it anymore.
When you say no one else has been here for a really, really long time, when there were other people here, were you also here?
Yes. He looks a bit kind of wistful and confused and slightly upset.
As we walk, I'm also going to look. I'm going to look for things that are edible.
Me too.
Well, there's a bat back there.
That is not a bat.
I already got the rats.
Why the rats and not the bat?
I don't like that.
Right. Okay. I figure it's probably not worth asking why.
Would it be to look for food, nature, or perception?
Survival.
Survival. My survival's good.
Yeah, we could go back to the temple.
I would love to go back to the temple.
That's where I normally live, but these little purple buggers came and they caught me while I was asleep. And I don't know where they were taking me to, but I'm glad you guys turned up, because it probably wasn't anywhere nice, was it? Because what they did at the temple wasn't very nice at all.
Was that all the purple guys?
That was... No, that wasn't all the ones that I saw. This other one, he was riding on this big dog. Or was it a wolf? Or was it a other thing? It was big. But then he's really small, so maybe it wasn't that big.
Well,
maybe
just looked really big. You might get your wish for more bloodshed.
But yeah, they did something at the temple, and nah, I don't think I... Well, no, you're really tough, so it'll be fine, won't it? It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. It'll be fine.
We will protect you from the rest of these creatures.
Did the one on the wall, was he the one in charge?
I think so.
He probably got the shinies.
I rolled a 13.
Shinies!
You find a few little berries and stuff, but it's not enough to really
sustain. I give them
sustain.
To Graham.
Oh, great! Thanks, mate. I've got all these, like, juniper berries, but, the little purple guy who was in charge, he did something to all the plants around the temple.
That's odd.
Yeah.
How far is it to the temple?
Like, I don't know what he did, but like as they were like taking me away and tying me up and blindfolding me and stuff, they were like moving around and stuff in a way that like I've never seen them do that before. I didn't like it.
Well, the juniper bushes.
Yeah, and like everything else.
The trees were moving.
Well, not the trees, but like all these like vines were like climbing up the outside of the temple and stuff.
Oh dear.
Well, maybe we could go in the back. Maybe the back of it's fine. I don't know.
How far is it to your temple?
Oh, not far. You walk for a bit, look around. You're moving further, sort of inside. To the interior of the island, and yeah, you start to kind of go down a little incline. Again, it's mostly kind of like up and down. It's quite rugged, broken ground and stuff. It's not easy to traverse, but it's not too far. But you start to come down this little incline, and you see like this little temple. It's like one story building. It looks like it's made out of stone. It looks quite sort of weathered and worn, like it's probably quite old. It's probably about maybe like 30 by 30, something like that, maybe 30 by 40 feet, a bit longer than it is wide, but not amazingly huge, but reasonably big. And as you get to within like 100 feet, Garan sort of stops and goes, well, that's it. And as you can see, there's a lot of bushes and things ahead of it, and like I saw some of them moving, I'm sure. And you can see that the front of the temple has just got all these big vines and creepers growing around the entrance. And yeah, they did something to the plants, because it wasn't that plenty when I saw it before. Now I can't even see my juniper bushes there anymore.
You mentioned a back way in.
Well, yeah, we could try and go around and like climb in a window.
Oh, the window is particularly large.
Big enough.
Nice. Show me.
Okay.
Do you think that there still might be any of the servants, purple creatures?
I don't know. I mean, I think they were all... I got the impression they kind of, like, had finished in there and they were leaving, but they could have left someone inside, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, we could go seek shelter there anyway. I agree. Let's go the back way.
Yeah, so you start to kind of make a bit of a circle. Karan seems quite sort of nervous about getting any closer, but you just kind of make a big circle round. As you do, you see that you kind of go up a bit of a rise and you see there's a big lake not far away.
Like a fish.
But you can't really pick out much more in the way of features on the ground. Actually, I'll make you roll me a perception check to see if you spot something.
Two.
16.
And
15 for me.
Anticipation. What's it gonna get?
18 plus perception, 19.
Okay. A ways off to the north, Caspian, you see something that you think is a vague wisp of like smoke, like from a fire of some sort.
Right.
If the old adage that there's no smoke without fire is the
smoke machines.
Could be a smoke breathing dragon.
I will mentally affix the location in my mind and then concentrate on getting out of the rain.
You get led round to the side of the temple, to the back end of the temple even. And yeah, there's a kind of a big open hole, sort of window. There's no glass or anything. There are some, maybe like the remains of some very worn and weathered shutters kind of hanging off, but they've obviously been broken for a long time and not been in use.
Have I ever seen plants like act the way these plants seem to be acting? Or seem to
well,
have
you
acting?
Haven't heard about anything. Well, sorry, you haven't seen anything here, but you've maybe heard of things like that, maybe, if you roll me a nature check.
I have rolled a one.
A one? Nope. Seems like complete God's wallop.
I'll go first.
You go first. You go up to the back of the building.
Yeah.
Okay. You climb in. You can look in. You can see it looks a bit kind of dirty, like, you know, there's been an open window, it's been open for however long. There's probably like leaves and bits of detritus that have blown in over however long. It's a bit wet because there's been rain blowing in as well at times. But it looks all kind of still.
And how easy is it to get inside?
It's really very easy for you because you're massive.
Cool. The shutters are busted up.
Yeah.
I rip them off.
Oh. I was going to fix those.
And then I get in.
I pat him gently on the shoulder, so no, he's just a wee bit angry.
An acquired taste.
He's like Mr. Angry or something.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is quite angry.
Because he hasn't really killed much yet.
You're doing all right, though.
Just keeps hurting them.
Yeah. He's a sadist.
Well, no, he doesn't really like... I don't think he likes hurting people. Possibly quite likes killing them. I think the pain is...
Strange bunch. It's coming from someone who lived in the wild for 30 years.
Yeah, I really don't know what I'm doing here.
We should follow him. We shouldn't let him go by himself. He's going to get himself into trouble.
Well, I'm going to go in. I want to get out of the rain.
I climb into the window too.
Okay. Everybody climbs in. Does anyone help Dirk?
Yeah.
I will offer Dirk a boost.
Okay. He tries to get you to pick him up like a baby. I understand what you
I probably you do. Don't do that very successfully. I don't have much strength.
Oh, okay, forgive me. Don't leave me behind.
Sandy, will you?
I still want to draw my pension one day.
I'll try.
I could climb up on your shell.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You get inside. Yeah, it's a bit dirty and scruffy in there. It's a small sort of room. As you sort of move a bit further into the building,
I'm looking for any writing, any inscriptions, any kind of markings whatsoever.
I've got my eyes peeled for shinies.
There's a bunch of small rooms, which are maybe like robing rooms or maybe like sleeping rooms. Garan kind of points out to you, oh, this is where I used to sleep. There's like an overturned bed. There's a little box that's been upturned. There's a few bits of paper and maybe some little trinkets and baubles that have been spilled across the floor. Nothing that looks very valuable in of itself, but maybe might hold some personal value to someone.
How about food and shelter?
Karan doesn't look that happy. It's quite sheltered, this room. The shutters are intact in this room. The door looks like it's intact, although it looks like it's been more recently damaged, and like crowbarred open or something. There's bits of filth and excrement have been smeared across a number of surfaces. Seems quite fresh. Apart from these little rooms, there's like a bigger room, which you think is probably the sort of like where like main prayers might have been held, something like that. There's a curtained off area just off that. But in here, it's very still. It's kind of more like in the centre of the building. It's very still. You can't hear the wind and the rain. The roof is intact. It's quite dry. It's probably the best that you've felt since you arrived on the island in this space. You finally like stop feeling completely chilled by the wind, apart from you, obviously. Elgath, who is used to all those things and hardly feels it.
Preferred it outside. And
Sandy is mostly covered in a shell, so you didn't really feel it so much. But for the rest of you, it definitely is the best that you've felt since you got onto the island. And then just a bit further, it's kind of like a straight building with just these rooms on either side. Then in the middle there's this prayer space, and then there's this kind of curtained off area to one side. And then a bit further on, there's like another couple of small looking kind of alcoves over towards the doorway, which you've not explored. And then you can see that there's like the front entrance where there's no doors, but you can sort of see the foliage and the vines and the creepers that have kind of crept a little bit on the inside of the doorway and stuff.
So there's no inscriptions or markings on the walls, no writing that I found?
Not anywhere in the places that you've looked.
Okay, so I'll head towards that curtained off area.
Okay. Behind the curtain, there is a large statue. It's difficult to make out what it is of, because its head has been broken off. The arms look like they've been broken off. There's just the vague kind of suggestion of arms that will be coming out, but they've been hacked off. There's lots of scratches and scores all across the front of it as well. It looks like there's some sort of robes or, yeah, some sort of robe-type clothing on this figure.
Scratches,
but the head's gone. Yeah, you can see chunks of this statue lying around on the floor. There's a big bit which you would estimate was probably the head, but that has been like completely smashed, so it's really hard to pick out. Maybe if you spent a long time you could try and piece some of the bits together to try and see what the face was like, but it looks like it's been kind of like smashed off and then smashed on the ground a few times to break it up. It's been deliberately, and there's excrement has been smeared upon it and upon the walls in here as well. And yeah, it all seems quite fresh.
Right, so the Grats came here and defiled this temple, essentially, is what's...
The Zvarts.
The Zvarts, yes.
Yes.
Is there signs of anything else around? Any living things? We hear anything?
There's There's probably like spider webs in the corners and things like that.
No, little purple berry bunch men.
Little purple berry bunch men. They're not in. They're not showing, making an appearance at this moment.
The Poddington's vaults.
Is there any way to make a fire?
Yes. Well, he probably points out like a big kind of metal bowl thing. I can't think of what the word is, but brazier. It's sort of thing. Yeah, kind of like a brazier type thing, which has been like knocked over, and there's bits of ashes and like wreckage or rubble from a previous fire. It's been knocked over in the corners as well. That's where I used to have my fire. Those little purple blighters that wrecked my home.
Mm.
That doesn't look very happy at all.
It's a shame.
Is there any sort of cutlery or anything we could make? We could make some type of food from the wet grain or wet flour. Some type of meal.
I want to cook my rats. How do I cook my rats?
I guess we need to get some wood to burn.
Do you have a wood stove?
Yeah, there's a bit. I've got some.
Does anybody have anything that starts fires?
We could do the thing where we rub bits of wood together.
I've got some flints, but that I'll keep with the wood stove. It's over there, and he points towards the front of the temple. Like the front entrance.
He doesn't want to go over there. I'll go over there. I wanna find the flint and steel and the wood store and
out through the front door.
How heavy is it raining?
Is it still sort of torrential?
It's quite heavy rain, yeah.
I suppose I spotted a bucket or other, you know, something that could contain water.
Yeah, you can find. Yeah, right.
I'm going to go back to the back window and stick the bucket out to fill with water.
Mm. You probably found, like, would have noticed somewhere, like, a bucket that had been kicked over at the back door when you, or somewhere like that at the back gate when you came in. Yeah, you can collect some rainwater if you want to go towards the front of there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'll come with you, but I will probably draw. I'm going to draw my scimitar because we're going to have to open the door and there's all those vines. What I might do actually, I'm going to go over to the door and I'm just going to prod one of the vines that's come in with my sword and see if it does anything.
As you get towards the vine and you hold your sword out to kind of like get ready to prod it, where's everybody else? Are you going with her, or are you?
I'm there. Whilst I've gone to fill the bucket with water.
Okay, you're out the back doing some water filling.
I imagine I was at the front.
Are you going outside, or are you just sticking the bucket out the window?
If I can get if it'll start filling sufficiently quickly, then yeah, I'll just hold it out on top of the back of the water.
But it will do. It's going to get really heavy. Sorry, what are you doing, Elga?
Yeah, I imagine I would have been striding towards where.
Okay, and what are you doing?
Can be made.
I was going to go. I was also going to go retrieve the wood and look for cooking utensils to try to make some type of
all right.
bread
so,
cereal.
So you three at the front and Caspin's at the back. So so two main things happen. Okay, as you're kind of like concentrating on a bit of vine, you're getting closer to it. You see like a clump of vines. All kind of curl up, spring back, and then sort of like point towards you and look like they're about to whip out and grasp at you. There's a sudden eruption of like grass and weeds that kind of just like in a kind of like weird mystical type way kind of just like starts like a little tidal wave just floods in to the temple and starts, and all these little tendrils start grasping around your feet, the three of you at the front. And at the back, a tiny little man made out of roots and twigs and little vines jumps up onto the window ledge of the big window that you're standing at with your bucket, Caspian.
I scream.
And on that scream, we'll end it here. We'll find out what happens next time on the Cutting Action Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.